The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Welcome, thrill seekers and questionable decision makers, to the show that's less afternoon tea and more caffeinated roller coaster with no seat belts.
That's a spicy meatball!
It's Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea, the radio show so unpredictable. Our sound technician wears a helmet by choice.
You were good, kid. Real good.
Every week, Chuck brings the brains. Billy brings, well, snacks and conspiracy theories about ducks. And together, they tackle life's big questions. Like, can you microwave a ham in the station break room? And how many pens has Chuck swallowed by accident this year?
My God, America is imploding.
So buckle up, hide your porcelain, and prepare your eardrums for chaos, confusion, and whatever we just heard in the vents. Is it comedy? Is it therapy? Is it the audio equivalent of drinking Red Bull through a crazy straw?
I had a couple Red Bulls. Have you ever had a Red Bull? I never had a Red Bull before, but I had a Red Bull last night. I really like Red Bull.
You decide, and then immediately regret it. Here they are, the sultans of silliness, the emperors of unpredictability, the reason HR hopes we lose our jobs. Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea.
What's up, everybody? Yeah.
Hey, kids.
We're the emperors of silliness or something.
Emperor.
Emperor. See, it seems weird seeing
you have the
myself.
Beard for it.
I am king. Wait, there is no kings in America. Anyway.
So welcome. I am the king of my household.
Yeah, there you go. I am king. No, I'm just...
Until the dogs are there.
Yeah. Well, now I'm a baby.
Yeah, right? You want to see a grown man talk in little baby
Aww,
voice?
You're so cute. Look at you.
You want to go babies.
Ooh, you want me, belly?
Yeah. I can imagine what they think about us.
Oh, yeah. They're probably like...
We got this guy wrapped around our paw.
Yeah, you guys are... You're in trouble. So welcome to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. So, yeah, I just wanted to give a shout-out real quick, like I always do, to Mina and Nicole. Nicole's my new hire. She's amazing. She does great stuff, and... Mina's there for me when I need her, and I really appreciate it. Thank you, guys. You guys are the best. See, I told you I'd give you a shout-out. Anyways.
You always give the shout-outs to everybody that deserves it.
Yep. Except some people, but we won't mention any names.
Really?
Yeah, I can't do that. I'll get fired. Anyways.
Get sued.
Whoopsie. That's my
don't
dad.
Talk. Don't say my name.
No, it's not your name. Definitely.
Even
not
though
your
it's name. It's in the title.
It's all Chuck's fault.
It's Chuck and Buh. Chuck and Buh.
It's Chicken Buh. Chicken Buh.
Chicken Buh. Not your cup of tea.
Chicken Buh. Not your cup of tea. Chicken Buh.
Is that gonna go in the what is it? The Chuck Chillinary.
The Chillinary.
Chillinary.
The Chillinary. Mina, you know what the Chillinary. So Mina said that she would love to do the commercial for our King McWendy's.
Oh, that is great.
So Mina, if you want
such a good commercial too.
Yeah. I made another one.
I want to eat there.
I made another one.
Did you?
For today.
Oh, we're going to listen to it. We're going to hear it.
Ooh.
Ooh.
That's after the break.
Mufasa.
Mufasa. Hold you up higher. You're fantastic. So the cool thing is now we... We'll be simulcasting. I'll be training to figure out how to use the cameras because I'll probably screw that up, and then you'll be up my nose and see my nose hairs and everything, and people will be like, that's adorable. You should trim that.
Yeah, the camera adds some, skinny.
It makes me look anorexic, and I don't know why. Maybe it's the way I'm sitting.
Maybe it's the way it's angled.
Oh, yeah, forget it. I'm going to sit like this from now on.
Yeah, kind of happens once you get to a certain age. It just pops out, and it's like, okay.
Like my dad's.
Where did you come from? How did you get here, and how do I get rid of you? And it's almost impossible.
I could drink 30 gallons of water, and it would make a difference.
Yeah, I drink water all the time.
And I drink it a lot, and it's usually when I used to drink it, it was just like I wouldn't have the belly; it would go.
Yeah,
and I'm like, yeah, but that's when I was younger, and it's now it's not going to happen.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, you're.
I wonder what it was that the water like that you consumed would like help you.
I don't know. It just made me lose weight, and it was great. But it kind of
did
stunk.
You eat less?
No, I ate more. That's why my wife calls me a chanchito. Which is means little piggy.
Little piggy, little piggy, let me in.
Oh, you're so cute.
Not by the hair, my Jenny Jin Jin.
I had a dream, no joke. When we did the whole...
Chuck had a dream.
I had a dream. Bang! Anyways, I had a dream. And I remember when we were doing the Christopher Walken thing.
Yeah.
And I kept going... Anyways, like that. I kept dreaming it. It was driving me insane. I woke up like, hey, it was a dream. Like, it was so annoying. I had to get up. I was like, "This, why? Why am I dreaming?" It was like we were in the studio, and I just kept talking like Christopher Walken. It was so funny. It was so bad. I was
his voice would be good in some kind of commercial. It would be like some funny, out there kind of product.
Like King McWendy's commercial.
No, because that's Mina's.
Yeah, Mina's got that. Like, if Christopher Walken do it, it'd be funny. It'd be like, try the flatliner. You're gonna die anyways. It's gonna hurt.
Yeah. It's gonna hurt. It's gonna hurt.
We got EMTs outside waiting for you to hit the ground. And when you do, they're gonna give you CPR.
You know? They're gonna give you CPR.
A 1, 2, breathe. There he is. You want another bite?
Here, have another one.
Yeah, have another fry. It's full of grease.
It's
Let me
good.
Squeeze it for you. Oh, it would be funny.
If you close your eyes, you can actually picture him doing that.
I know, so he'd be like, here you go. take that. You know?
I bet you I could think up a couple of our products that he would be really good at.
One that we can't say, I think he'd be really good at.
I bet you I know which one you're thinking of.
The Pops.
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing.
They're probably like, Pops? What are Pops? You don't want to know. But anyway.
Really, yes, you do, but
yeah,
maybe that's for another day.
That's for another day. Keep it down, everyone.
Yeah. Calm down.
Relax. Just relax.
Stay calm. I don't always sit here and tell you to stay calm, but when I do.
I don't always drink a beer at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
But when I do, it's every day.
I keep going.
Whatever happened to that meme?
I don't know.
I don't always,
like
but when I do.
Guy? It was the old guy, right?
I don't know. It was the guy that was wearing like the suit.
Yeah, and he had like a beer. I can't remember what the beer was.
I think he had... Oh, I think it was... It wasn't... Stella. No, it was
the,
wasn't Marquee
or something. No, what was it? What was it called? It was like a Red Label type thing.
Wasn't it a green bottle?
Yeah. But I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah, I don't know.
If everybody knows, like, email us.
It's fancy.
Yeah. So if anyone knows, I'm sure Mina does. She's probably yelling at me right now. It's this, but I can't read it from over there.
No. Nope. Don't see anything.
I see nothing, young fella.
But hey.
Hey. It is what it is, I guess.
Have you talked to our weather girl yet?
I don't want to.
You know what's really funny is I went. I had a friend. I have a friend staying with me.
Yep.
And she was talking about Disney, Disney characters, and how I forget exactly who it was, but somebody had like done like a future where Disney characters were. It wasn't quite like ours.
No, it'll never be like ours.
But it prompted me to go and try and find that podcast. Yeah. So I did. Fortunately, I had downloaded like all of them.
Oh, good. Thank God.
So when I go to our Facebook page and I look them up, if I find one that will play on Podbean, the whole list comes up.
Yeah.
So I was going through it and I found that one, the Disney characters one. And so I played it for her.
Oh, nice.
Then after that, I was going through more of them, and I found the one we were talking about Rick.
Oh, God.
And I played it, like, that one particular, like, 20 seconds
of death,
like four times, and just couldn't stop laughing. It was the loudest thing. Yeah, it was the loudest thing. Yeah, it was the loudest thing I had.
That was heard so loud, man.
Coming from, you know, from elsewhere. You know?
It was so like, bad.
Like, you're not even, like, in the same room.
It was so quiet, too. We both were quiet.
We were talking.
I was texting the
Yeah, you were sending a message to Messenger.
No, I was sending I was sending a link so you can buy our shirts.
Yeah, that's it. The link.
I was sending a link, and also I was like,
yeah, it was right after we stopped talking.
Like, what the heck was that?
I really...
It's so bad. I thought it was on mute.
I know. I thought it was muted.
Well, guess what?
And I can't play it either because, like, there was no holds barred. So there's some language. But other than that, like, if I could just play that one.
Oh, man.
Dude, that one part is great.
You send it to me, I can fix it to where it's just that part. Yeah, I can fix
it.
Or
just take out the... You know, the language.
Yeah, I can take out all the language and I can just.
I'll have to see. Well, you know what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to, like, screenshot it.
Yeah, I can leave the whole crop dusting.
I'll have to screen record it.
Okay.
In order for you to get the sound, I can't send it. It won't share.
That stinks. Yeah,
because I tried to share it.
I can still, like, send it to my email and then I can send it to myself.
And
use that app that I use when I do the.
It is so funny. If we can get that and we can.
We could put it in one of our commercials, on one of our intros.
Yeah.
Like,
I think it was like the fifth. Right. It was either the fifth, sixth, or seventh podcast that we did.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then I listened to Grandpa Chuck, Grandpa Billy's 100th episode. I listened almost to the whole thing. I played it when I was doing stuff, and I played it for my friend.
It's so fun. I love that episode.
I was laughing. I was like, it was all coming back to me. Like, I forgot about half the stuff we talked about.
I don't even remember half the stuff. I'm sorry.
Oh, it was so funny.
Oh, man.
Oh, and so that would be a 2 or 3 hour screen recording, so I don't know if I could do it. I might be able to do it in, like, increments.
Oh, it's so funny.
I wish I could just send it to you.
I know. It's terrible.
Whatever happened? Like, did you ever, like, did they ever get back in touch with you, or?
Nope, never. They didn't even bother.
That's so weird.
I told them I want my stuff. I want it now. It's my stuff. It's not your stuff. Just because I paid you doesn't mean you can keep my stuff.
Yeah.
All that stuff is mine.
They got to have it because if I have it downloaded and it's playing on a download, there has to be something. But all the links are broken.
Yep.
And again, you can't share it.
Which is terrible.
So weird. I know.
That's
so good.
That's Podbean for you.
Mm.
Oops, righted you out. Anyway.
But here we are.
Well, here we are on FM radio.
I know.
WTBR, soon to be simulcasting.
Soon to be.
And we're going to have our big logo on that TV screen.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's going to be snazzy.
Behind me?
Yep.
Nice.
So I might have to put the camera here, and you have to stare at my ugly back of my head.
That's okay. They look at mine all this time. It's time they look at yours.
Yeah. It's so cute. What is that? That's a scar.
It's really funny because Chuck and I have been best friends for a very long, long time. And he's always been a Yankees fan, and I've always been a Red Sox fan. So it's really funny because I'll wear my Red Sox hat. And I don't think he's wearing his Yankees hat today. I'm
wearing my Dodgers hat.
But it would be really funny because, you know, we're so opposing when it comes to baseball.
Yeah.
But guess what? We don't fight.
Yeah, we don't fight about it.
We don't fight about it.
Yeah, grow up.
My logo is red and your logo is blue.
Yep.
Holy cow, we don't fight.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's almost close. Well, red and white, we got blue and white, so it's America.
Yeah.
Join forces.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I mess with
it. There used to be such a big controversy with those two teams, though.
But I like a lot of the teams on, I like a lot of the players on both teams.
Yes.
So, I mean,
if you're a baseball fan,
you like players.
You like baseball.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what team it is.
You don't smash me. Oh, you're terrible and blah, blah.
If my team is not doing well, it's not doing well, and I'll be the first one to tell you.
Yeah.
I'm not proud of them.
No, I'll still wear the hat. I don't care.
That's right.
Yeah.
I just love baseball.
I wear every baseball hat you can possibly imagine.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, you're a Yankee fan. I am a Yankee fan. Why are you wearing the LA Dodgers hat to make you ask stupid questions?
Because I like it, and it matches my shoes.
Yeah. Except my shoes are gray. Dang it.
It matches my shorts.
It matches my sweet shorts.
Yeah.
What do you think of my short shorts?
I have a lot of hats, but it's funny. There's so many different colors to wear. And anytime I see hats, it doesn't matter what it is, I think of you.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, this might be a guy who has probably the largest, like, collection of hats, right? And anytime I see it, next time I think of you when I see a hat, I'm just going to buy it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to give it to you.
Do it. You got to get some of the minor league baseball teams, because they do this thing called Copa, yeah, which is a Mexican, I can't remember what the heck it's called. It's like a heritage type thing.
Yeah.
And I got one that's pink and purple, and it's got a little jellyfish on it. And he's holding a baseball bat. And then I got another one that's got a pelican on it with like rainbow wings.
Yep.
And it's white and blue. And I love that hat, but it doesn't fit.
That's funny.
And it aggravates me. So I got to try and get like an elastic thing so I can put it on and make it fit. But
is it a fitted hat? Or?
Yeah, all my hats are fitted, okay, except one.
I have flex fit, and then this one's fitted.
Yeah. So I have one.
I actually know my size now.
No, actually, I have two. Yeah. I actually have two snapback hats because I can't stand them.
I think I have a snapback. It's not a baseball hat. It says cookies.
Cookies.
Yeah. Cookies. It's like light blue and white, and it says cookies on it. It matches my Nikes.
Hey, I bought a Celtics hat, the championship hat.
Yeah.
It's like a tan, just so I can wear my tan shirt, my tan pants, my tan shoes.
And your tan
so
hat.
It matched. Yeah. Everyone's like, you look weird. And I'm like, why do I look weird? And they're like, because you match, but it was a really good outfit. Then why are you complaining?
Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever.
It's not you wear it. It's
yours. Like I'm wearing all white and a blue hat.
I could never.
I know.
You can dress me up in white, and I will come home, and it won't be.
Yeah.
So
I get scared all the time. I'm like, okay, it's just right? Fuzz.
Don't have a coffee. Don't have anything. Water. That's it.
That's the only thing. I will not drink coffee with white ever.
Ever.
Ever. Like, ever.
Because no matter what you do, you as much as you don't want to spill it, you're going to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you're going to, because you're so worried that you're going to.
Because every time you wear black or blue or gray, you never spill
nothing.
It. Yeah, it's like it doesn't make
any
sense.
Well, you know what shows up is dog hair.
Yeah, it's like, hey.
Everywhere.
Let me just kind of scrape this off here, and it's just.
And it doesn't matter what color you wear. Nope. It's like dog hair everywhere.
That's why I wear white, so my dogs are white, so it's perfect. You'll never see it.
that explains it.
That's why you're wearing white. I thought you were. That's not true. Anyways.
Yeah, well, Harper's got red hair, so it just shows up everywhere.
Dang it.
Doesn't matter.
Darn you, Harper.
And I mean, I'm wearing red shorts right now.
Yeah.
But she has, like, also white hairs. So
she's those gray.
Those do show up, and she's not shedding much, so that's good.
Oh. That's good. I got to shave my dog today.
I got to shave my dog.
Yeah, she's got.
How many times do you hear that every day?
She's so fuzzy, so fluffy. She's got clumps right here.
Oh.
I
got
to shave them off because I'm going to try and cut them first a little bit, but I'm not. Because she hates it when I'm like, what is this? You look like you got jowls. And she just sits there and it just hangs there. And it's so you can't really tell, though, because she's so fluffy. So I gotta
she's
take
cute.
Care of it. Yeah, I got to take care of it.
How's Momo?
He's annoying. He's always like, I'm eating, and he's like, I know you're going to give me some. I know you're going to sit. He just sits there and wags, and his butt moves back and forth. Like he looks like a fish. I'm not kidding. And I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, you ain't getting anything. He's like, all right. And he slowly puts his head down, and he keeps looking back like a kid would. And like, get out of here.
Yeah. I can actually picture him doing that. My aunt's dog he's a pit bull.
Yeah.
And when he gets real excited, and he starts, like, he has the zoomies, he starts running around, his butt, like, gets round, right? And I always think he looks like a bumblebee, like just bumblebeeing around. And I'm like, what are you doing, bumblebee? Bumblebee butt?
Bumblebee butt.
It's
bumblebee
cute.
Tuna?
And he loves it because it makes him run around even more.
Oh, good Lord. That's
he
funny.
Runs around a huge circle. And then he'll do like little circles. So he really does look like a bumblebee.
He looks adorable. It,
I'm tempted to ask her, for Halloween to dress him up as a bumblebee.
Do it. Put a little stinger.
Or I'll just go and get the costume and dress him up myself.
Do it. Yeah.
He just looks like it.
I was going to buy so Momo funny. A tutu for fun.
Ah, that's
he
cute.
He would have hated me. He would have been like.
He would have had that face. Like,
there's a picture of him where I got him in the booties. The little feet things.
Yeah.
He's staring at me like, I hate your guts right now. I want to kill you and eat your face.
Hey, you never know. Some dogs really love wearing stuff like that.
My dog, Dee Dee, loves it.
Yeah.
She like put them right on. She's like, clunk, 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 clunk. She loved it.
They like twirl and everything and then go look at themselves in the mirror.
She's like, my feet don't get wet. She's having so much fun. But he's like,
Yeah.
Do I step?
What do I do? Booties.
And he sticks one leg out like this, the back one.
Oh, dogs are hilarious when you first put booties on them.
It's so funny. I was like, what are you doing?
I could watch that all day.
It was hilarious.
They don't know what to do.
They're like...
Yeah. It's like if I were an adult and I never wore shoes my whole life, and then someone put shoes on me, I'd probably feel the same way.
You'd be like, Oh,
I don't even know how to walk in these.
What do I do? Why is it so comfortable?
If I wear shoes, I fall down.
If I wear shoes, I fall down.
Ah, but when I wear shoes, they make me fall down.
Remember, I got a hip.
Oh, man.
Well.
This weather's terrible.
It's humid.
Yeah, it's humid.
It's muggy.
And I hate it because I can't stand rain, man. I hate it.
Well.
I don't even know what summer
is. All the answers to all your prayers are going to be coming heating within the next couple of days because it's going to be hot. And it's going to be sunny. And it's going to be pretty dry.
Ugh.
The humidity level is not going to be as high as it is today or it was yesterday.
Ugh.
So, and the next few days are going to be beautiful. I think there's a chance of rain tomorrow.
Ugh. At least I get to go do laundry today.
Nice.
My dryer went dead.
I know, you must be so bored.
I'm bored.
By yourself.
I am.
All alone.
Well, I mean, my daughter Anna is there and her boyfriend, but they're leaving on the 20th, I think. They're going to Italy.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah. Congrats, guys.
Yeah.
Congrats, guys.
That sounds like it's going to be really fun.
Yeah, they're excited. Then it's completely just me.
Ooh.
I'm going to be like, yay, puppies and me. I don't need to deal with anyone. Well, with kitties, too.
Do you remember when you were young and the first time you were able to stay home by yourself?
Yeah, I got in big trouble.
You wanted to, like, eat all the snacks and watch all the movies, and that's going to be you.
Throw up.
Sometimes as an adult, you have those moments. Like, everybody leaves, and you're like, the house is
mine. Guess what I'm going to do?
It's happened to me.
And you
it's happened to me today, actually. Yeah. The house was mine. And then I was like, I don't know what to do. And I have stuff to do, and I need to do it. So,
me too. It's called laundry. I don't want to do it, but I have no choice.
Yeah, you got to have clean clothes, sir.
Yeah. I've went through everything already. This is it.
Uh-oh.
This is it. So I'm going to go. I usually do my laundry at the Lennox laundromat.
Oh, yeah. I like that one.
Nobody's ever there.
Yeah, no.
And there's always nice people there.
Why don't you just bring it to my house?
No, it's fine. I don't mind.
You should.
It just get well, because then I can go get some.
Because then you chicken. Could hang out with me, too.
I know. And then I can do it. Then I can go eat
I'm
food.
Literally a hop, skip, and a jump away from there. We can play PlayStation. You can do your laundry.
I got baseball finally.
Mm.
Yeah.
Did you know the one we played?
Yep. I finally got that one. So we could play together.
You having fun?
Yeah, I'm destroying the ball.
Yeah.
In college.
Yeah, exactly.
Who'd you play for?
I can't remember the name of it now. It's been a while since I've been on.
I played South Carolina.
I can't remember.
I don't know why, but I did. Crap. I was like, I want to be in Tennessee. And then I was like, wait, no.
It might have been Tennessee. I don't remember, but I think my player is still... Like, I still have it saved.
Yeah.
So, like, I haven't gotten too far. But yeah, I got busy.
I went to the championship for college, and I smacked a homer and won the entire game, won a championship. I was like, yes! My hair was kink! And I hate that noise.
Yeah.
I was like, come on, I want a bat, real bat.
Like a wooden bat.
Yeah, I don't want to hear metal. Ugh. I hated that.
It was breaking fun. Bats.
Break it, yeah. I broke when I hit the pitcher right in the face.
Oops.
It was so funny.
Not for him.
No. In the game.
Oh, okay.
Hit him right in the face, and he stood there like... I was like, oh, he glitched out. That's great. And I just ran to first. They all glitched out. I hit him right
in the
face.
That's so funny.
I was like... Dun. Went all the way around.
And he just stood there.
No, this is the worst part. I get all the way, like, right in the middle, ready to score, and he throws it to home plate, and it gets me out.
Oh,
I'm like,
come on,
really?
That was, like, because you hit him.
He was like, all right, let's
he
go.
He had the ball the whole time, made you run.
He was like, I didn't even know
get
where
you
the
back,
ball
buddy.
Was. I hit him in the face, and the ball just disappeared. But all of a sudden, he was like, magic.
Yeah. He had it.
Leviosa. Okay, Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Whatever.
He broke a piece of that wood off the bat and turned it into a wand.
He was like, ma, 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 ma. $1 million because I said Leviosa.
that Nicole's probably there going, it's Leviosa.
Yeah.
Not saw.
Saw.
Leviosa. Saw? I don't know what it is. Saw? Say? Ah?
O?
Ooh. Ah? O? I don't even know what we're speaking. It's just some kind of gibberish. We have no idea.
Probably the same kind of gibberish that we'd put in our culinary.
Yes, yes. I made up a word the other day, and I can't remember it.
Uh-oh.
I'm so
angry.
See,
you got to start writing them down.
I wrote two down, and I left them at work, and then somebody threw the paper away. I was like, yes, that one's awesome. Ooh, this one's great. Where's my paper?
Don't touch my stuff.
Somebody was like, it's just, it's garbage. Just going to toss that in there.
Well, they probably weren't words. So they're probably like, what's this?
What is that?
A scribble.
What is a fudulent? It's kind of a fart with an accident. Fudulent. Hey, that's a good one. Let's use that. Fudulent. I had a fudulent.
It makes me think of fraudulent.
Yeah.
But fudulent. Fudulent.
I had a fudulent.
Can't call it. That's funny.
Oh, man. I can't wait to play the commercial later.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing
it. So excited. We're going to leave the mics on like we always do.
How about that intro? Red Bull. I've been waiting for you to find that clip because you say it often.
Rebel, Rebel. I had a Rebel. I love a Rebel. You know what I mean? I love Rebel.
But I love that clip. That part in the movie is great.
Yeah, then he's like, doesn't it make you crash? No, 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 no.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
There used to be a clip of that for like TikTok. And you could make a video to that clip. And then they took the sound out. So people made videos. I made one, and I was going through my videos, and it was a long time ago. I haven't been on there in probably 3 months or so.
I haven't even touched it. I don't even know what's going on.
I was just tired of seeing what I was seeing on there. Yeah. So
I don't want to watch
but,
it.
But I went on there at one point, and I was just scrolling through my videos, and I noticed that there was that little, you know, the little speaker with the slash through it, which means there's no sound.
Yeah.
And I was like, why'd they take the sound out?
What did we do?
I know.
It's like we did something wrong.
Yeah.
You're bad.
It's it's like a copyright issue or something or whatever, but like still.
Spank you on the hand.
I found it on there. So
it doesn't make sense.
Like what happened?
It's like when we did the Ace Ventura thing.
Yeah,
together.
They took all the sounds out.
They took everything away. I was like, why?
Maybe it was his like thing. Maybe he was like, I don't want TikTok having my voice.
Yeah, I don't want that Chuck guy doing it either.
Because those were fun.
I can't remember the app I used, but it said see yourself in a movie.
Yeah.
And I have it still, but I got to find the video. I did a video of me as Jack Torrance from The Shining.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I could play that guy. I look just like him, even with a little bit of the beard. Yeah. Oh, my God. I was like, I want to play him so bad in a new one. It'll be so perfect.
That's hilarious.
I got his angry, grumpy face, and it was perfect.
Yeah, well, Jack Nicholson has those tall tail eyebrows, you know, the pointy, and when he's looking sort of down and up, he looks like a psychopath.
Yeah.
And that's, I think that is one of the things I remember most about The Shining is and Jack Nicholson doing that. So he totally made it the psychopath that it was.
It was cool because they said they wanted you to say the part.
Yep.
Like the part where Wendy has a bat.
Oh, and she's like,
whole thing.
Go away. Get away from me.
Wendy, like that.
Yeah.
I did the whole thing. And I was like, oh my God, I could play him so easily.
Get away from me. Go.
No. Leave. You're going to hurt me.
She was horrible at acting, dude.
Wendy, I said, I'm not going to hurt you.
Said,
I'm just going to bash your brains
in. I'm not going to hurt you. I'm just going to bash your brains in.
He's so evil, man. I love it.
I can't say the other part. But
yeah, we can't say that part.
But it was great. Here's Johnny.
I love it. I was trying to find that clip so I could do that, but I was like, I couldn't find it. It was like other clips where he attacked the guy that had The Shining too, the cook.
Yeah.
With the axe. Yeah. I did that part. I was like, oh my God, I could play this. I'm telling you. Because I had this yell and everything. It was so cool.
So I watched Dr. Sleep, right?
Yeah, it's so good. I like that movie.
And I watched The Shining years ago.
Yeah.
I never really knew anything, like, what was The Shining? No one ever really knew what it was. It doesn't explain to you what it is. But Dr. Sleep, you watch that, and then you find out what The Shining actually is.
Yep.
And it was cool because some of the same characters that were in the first one were in this one.
Yeah.
Including the kid. So but you do learn.
Squeaky. Oh, hey, look at that. It's 4 o'clock. That means thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR FM Pittsfield Radio and 89.7.
And WSBR 88.1 in Lee.
All right, we'll be right back after this cool commercial break.
The BRTA offers training to any person or group new to using the bus system or the process. We have a certified travel trainer that will make the process easier. Our travel trainer will ride the bus with you until you are more comfortable with how everything works. They can teach you about fares, how to read the schedules, how to get on or off the bus, and pedestrian safety. If you are interested in this service, please email traveltraining@berkshirerta.com.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Ta-da, we made it back.
Welcome back.
Sorry. Anyway.
Yeah, we're still here.
We're still here. We're not going anywhere.
We're here for another half an hour.
We used to be for a half an hour. You guys were like, oh, God, thank God they're over. Oh, man, another half an hour.
Too yes. bad. I like it.
Sorry. But so anyways, we're going to play our commercial.
But so anyway.
Yeah, but so anyway. I don't know.
Chuck has been waiting to play this, and I, of course, need to hear it.
Yeah, so I'm going to play this, but I'm going to play it with us still on the mic so we can laugh. So here we go.
Are you tired of burgers that don't make your doctor gasp? Come on down to King McWendy's, the only fast food joint where flavor is an emergency. Introducing our new heart-pounding legend, the Triple Bypass Burger, packed with so much bacon, cheese,
triple
and
bypass.
Secret sauce. You'll need to sign a waiver, and we've got EMTs waiting outside, just in case. They're getting really good at Uno. And what better way to wash it down than with Uno. Frothy, the only treat with 32 flavors. Chocolate, sure. Mango, jalapeno, pickle. Don't ask, just drink. There's a frothy for everyone and possibly every medical condition. Feeling fearless.
Pickle.
Survive the triple bypass burger and you score a legendary King McWendy's crown. Some may have been used previously, but hey, if you make it, you keep it. Odds are you're just getting a hospital wristband anyway. So race, don't stroll to King McWendy's. Where the taste is extreme, the frothy is frothier, and surviving lunch is the only true victory. We dare you to eat here. Just make sure you know your emergency contact's number.
King McWendy's is not responsible for flavor shock, shirt envy, or sudden heart stoppage. EMTs are available on-site only. We're not accountable for your DNR, which is a risk you're willing to take. So come down to King McWendy's today and get a killer meal.
Literally.
Yeah, literally. That's killer, yo.
No, literally, get yourself a killer meal.
Come on down to King McWendy's and get a killer meal.
King McWendy's.
So great, man.
Wendy McKing's.
Wendy McKing's.
King Wendy's. King McWendy.
McDoodly Wendy's. I don't know. I got nothing.
And if you're lucky.
We should combine other ones like Chili's and like Olive Garden and like another one.
Applebee's?
Yeah. Apple Chili Bees?
Wait. Apple Chili Garden?
Happy Chili Garden. There you go. Apple Chili Garden.
Apple Chili Garden.
That's going to be a good one. You got to do that one next. Come on down to Apple Chili Garden.
You don't just get a basket of bread sticks.
You get the whole loaf.
You get a bucket.
Good up because you see him a bucket. Could you get me some more of the sauce? This is good. We don't even know what's in it.
We could call it Kentucky Fried. Kentucky Fried Apple Chili Garden.
Oh, there you go. Kentucky Fried Apple Chili Garden.
You get a whole bucket.
Get a whole bucket of chicken. And it's a big one, too. We don't even know the secret sauce, let alone we don't know what we're putting on the chicken.
You get a whole bucket of breadsticks, a bucket of chicken, a bucket of, a bucket of fries.
A bucket. You got a bucket of everything. It's like big buckets all everywhere.
Yeah.
Like these little cup holders, but it's bucket holders.
Yes. Exactly.
Great. Start eating, that'll big be
like
boy.
That'll be like the signature... The signature of the place is everything is in buckets. You can get a small bucket, you can get a medium bucket, or you can get a large bucket. And a large bucket is bigger than the popcorn large.
We even have collapsible buckets so you can have fettuccine Alfredo.
We even have collapsible buckets for your fettuccine Alfredo.
You baby.
You big baby. Yeah.
We even got bibs for the big boys.
Lobster, we got lobster galore.
Yeah, we're going to make you eat it in a bucket.
Don't be asking for just the lobster tail. You make sure to be asking for the whole entire thing to fit in the whole entire bucket.
The whole darn thing right there is going right in there, right in your gullet. Mm-mm, good.
Yeah. Mm-mm, good.
Well, I could call it the Colonel's house, but I can't say what I used to call it.
No.
But Colonel's fried chicken.
Yeah. Come on down.
What was it? Corporal? Corporal something.
I don't know.
Corporal something. Oh, I can't remember what it was. I got to look it up now. Because I had a whole big logo and he was just like pointing at you in the bucket. It was so funny. Corporal something. I don't remember what it was.
I don't know. Sounds like it would be pretty cool though.
It would be an absolutely awesome commercial. And I was going to make it. And I started making it when I was in Ecuador. And then it just kind of like, bleh.
Kentucky Fried. Apple Chili Garden.
Kentucky Fried Apple Chili Garden.
Kentucky Fried.
That'd be an awesome long commercial.
I know.
Come on down to Kentucky Fried Apple Chili Garden.
You know what I love, though? Like, it's so long. Like, remember when I was talking about making a new podcast and I had this extremely long name for it?
I loved it.
Funny for some reason. Yeah. Like, the longer the name, the funnier it is.
Yep.
So it's like, let's see, what else can we throw in there? Old Country Buffet.
Kentucky Fried Apple Chili Garden Buffet.
Yes. Yes.
Kentucky Fried Apple Chicken Village. Wait, I can't do it. Kentucky Fried Apple Chili Garden Buffet.
Kentucky Fried Apple Chili Garden Buffet.
Yep.
Come on down. We got the chocolate thing that overflows all the time. You got to go in. What's that called?
A fountain.
We got the chocolate fountain.
Chocolate fountain.
So funny.
Kentucky Fried Apple Chili Garden Corral Buffet. Golden Buffet.
Golden Buffet.
There you
yes.
go. That's perfect.
Kentucky like, Fried.
Oh, my God.
Apple great. Chili Garden. Golden Buffet. And we're going to have everything from baked potatoes to... And you can just go to the buffet and get it yourself. And then there's buckets at one end. If you need to go through the drive-thru, though, you got to ask for buckets.
Can I get a bucket of that and a bucket of that?
Yeah, I don't know what that is. We're going to have to make up, like, food. Yeah. You know, the names of food. This is our Kentucky Fried. Kentucky Fried Apple Chili's. Apple Chili Garden. Golden.
Buffet.
And we have a signature mousse.
In a little cup.
Yeah.
With a tiny spoon.
It's like that cup that you used to get when you were in grade school, fluoride.
Yeah, what was that?
I don't know.
Here, just take this. You're like...
Why are we doing this?
It was disgusting. Like, it was so gross.
The nurse comes in with a tray of them.
I remember when they told me to do it, and she was like, here's your fluoride. And I went, ooh, and the taste...
Yeah, it was weird, right?
I wasn't feeling well as it was, and it was just
no.
See ya. Right in front of the kid that was in front of me, all over his shirt. And
oops.
I was like, and it was just dripping. I was laughing.
Yeah. It's just bubbles coming out. Like, mm. Yum. Mm-hmm.
Well, I did it.
Yummy.
It's delicious, young sir. It's so bad, man. It was so gross. Like when they gave you lice checks.
Oh,
they're like,
and you knew that the reason they were doing it is because some kid in school had it.
Yeah, and while they're doing it, they're still using the same comb they never washed. And they're like, well, you got some. Now I do.
Yeah, they like dipped it. There you was, think they would get like a huge pack of combs?
See, now I say that, now my head itches. Why?
I don't know. If you talk about it, you get itchy.
You're like...
Yeah, that's like if you talk about ticks or bugs or anything else, you'd like start looking. Every little dot you see.
Yep.
Oh no, that's just a wood chip.
It's like when my friend was like, yeah, you ever hear of bed bugs? I'm like, yeah, I've heard of those. Yep. Can you stop talking about them? Because now I'm all red.
Yeah. And when you're a kid, you know, your parents or your grandparents or somebody's always like, 99, don't let the bed bugs bite. Ugh. But when you grow up, you find out that they're real.
Yeah, I didn't think they were real. I thought it was a joke.
Like bed bugs?
You're like, don't let the
bed bugs bite.
Bed bugs? And you're like, you're stupid. And then you're like, bed bugs? What?
I mean, as a kid, you're thinking, well, what kind of bugs could be in my bed? So, you know, you're thinking creepy crawly bugs that just, you know, crawl around, but not the kind that want to eat you.
Yeah, or suck the life out of you. That's the worst.
Yeah.
It happened.
The only food that they want is you. Yeah. They will not chew on anything else.
I wonder if they argue with each other. No, I want to bite them first.
I know.
No, you already did it 3 times.
Yeah.
Now take turns, guys. Okay, your turn. There you go.
And you know the scariest part about those?
Yeah, they bite in a row.
Well, they do, but some people don't have a reaction to them, so they don't even know if they have them.
Yep.
So that bite or that itch is a reaction. It's actually an allergic reaction to the saliva or whatever.
I got really sick because I got attacked by a ton of them.
Ew.
I was so skinny, dude. I looked like I was dying.
Yeah.
Like they sucked every ounce of blood out of me, dude. I swear to God, I was like, I looked like the dude from Thinner. And then I ate pie and I felt fantastic. No, I'm just kidding. It was bad. Like, there was a, I wish I had the picture of me, man. You would have been like, yeah, you're dying.
What happened to you?
Yeah, you're dying. Like, cause I sent it to one of my buddy, right? And I was like, hey, look at me, man. He's like, send him a picture. He's like, are you dying? I was like, what? He's like, are you dying? I'm like, no. He's like, you are really skinny, man. I've never seen you like that before. I was like, yeah, you know, I don't like the food down in Florida.
Oh, man.
It was bad, dude. It was so bad.
And you know, it's like, so I've seen them before. I used to work for a pest control company.
They smell so bad when you kill them.
So I've seen plenty of places that have had them.
Yeah, it's just gross.
And you come to find out, like, so you can be clean. You can be a clean person. You can be the most cleanest person in the world and still get them. It has nothing to do with cleanliness.
Oh, yeah, absolutely not.
And usually they're brought in on something, like if you went on vacation somewhere.
Yep.
Cruises. Or something like that. Furniture.
Yep. Every time.
That's why I do not buy furniture off the side of the road.
Yeah.
Or at any tag sales.
No.
Or I don't.
No. I will never buy furniture and a tag sale.
Because you don't know.
Nope.
And yeah, so no, nope. I won't.
I'm good. Thanks.
I'll go buy brand new.
Yep.
Or if somebody made it.
Yep.
You know?
If you whittled it.
Yeah. No, there are some people that do make it. And honestly, I would buy local.
Yep.
If there was, you know, more.
Exactly.
And it's hard for a person to just make stuff.
Exactly.
Enough stuff for people to want to go. Because once you buy something, they got to make another one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it takes it takes a long time.
Yeah, it's not easy. I mean, there's like, when I was in Ecuador, there's a guy that made a whole bunch of nice furniture.
Yeah.
And he didn't sell it like too expensive. But I was like, dude, you should be selling it for more than what you're pricing it for. Because you need material, and it's more expensive here than
and the time it takes.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
he's really good. Like, he's really good. Like, there.
I like it because I like that because there's the talent in it.
Yeah.
Not everybody can do that. I can't sit. I could probably make a bench table or whatever, but there are people that they put so much time, that's so much effort into it. There's a lot of trade that goes into it and a lot of creativity that goes into it.
Yep.
So they sit there the whole entire time making this piece of furniture. And if you ordered it, if it's for you, they're thinking about you the whole time. They're thinking about how you're going to like this or if you're going to like that or you know what I mean? I think that's awesome. I think that's one of the best gifts you can give somebody is something you made.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I couldn't make a table if you tried. It would come out. I'd be like, yeah, it's good. What do you think?
Yeah.
Well, it's even.
two legs are shorter than the other two legs.
You did good.
Yeah, but then, you know, you could be like, well, I made it like that on purpose.
Yeah, I
it's
do.
It's modern.
Like it's a modern style called leaner.
It's modern.
It's a lot leaner.
It's a lot leaner.
It's a lot leaner. I'm telling you, it's a lot more leaner. It's a little leaner. Mina, get to work. Nicole, make sure you stock the shelves for me. You're doing really good. Appreciate it. You guys are amazing. Yeah, I had to get that. They're probably like, what an idiot.
Probably.
And Nicole's probably like, yeah, you're an idiot.
Probably.
Like, oh my God, you're so stupid. You're a stupid face.
Why did you say our names again?
There was a little kid I argued with, like for fun. And I don't know what it is, but when a kid says something and you can't come up with nothing, you're just like, you look so dumb.
I know. You just feel...
He was like, you're a stupid head. And I was like, yeah, well...
You can't say anything to
yeah,
him.
Yeah, you
this
can't say,
kid.
Like, yeah, well...
Can't say you're a anything.
Yeah, you're... You know what you are? You're just...
You're just a kid.
You're the reason why people don't... Whatever.
You know what you are? You're just a... You're a kid
that is, you're,
that's,
I don't
said,
like you.
Said mean things to me just now.
Well, you're a meanie pants.
You're a meanie pants.
How's that? What do you got from that train brain?
Meanie actor.
Yeah. You're a meanie
you
actor.
You act mean, so you're a meanie actor.
Yeah. That's a chillinary word.
Yep.
That's a meanie
my,
actor.
That's a, my brother made that word up.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
years ago, when he was a little kid.
We won't take it from him. He can keep it.
It was so funny. It was so funny. He would call my mom a meanie actor whenever he got in trouble.
You're like, so mean.
I'm your meanie actor. It was funny. She'd be like, get in your room.
Get in there.
You're
right
being a little
now.
Jerk. And he'd be like, you're a meanie actor. I'd be in my room like strumming my guitar and I'd stop bling, and I'd be like bling. Kyle's getting in trouble again.
Ha ha. Start singing a song. Kyle got in trouble.
Yep.
Cause mom's a meanie actor.
Yeah. Exactly.
Knock it off. Okay, sorry.
I swear to God you were in the house.
I was?
I swear to God you were in the house and probably saw me do it.
That's what I would do. I used to do that with my sister. Oh. Like if she got in trouble by my parents, I would just sing a song. I'd be like,
my brother,
you got in trouble because you went outside.
My brother would be so upset.
You snuck out the house and then mom and dad punished you. And that's exactly what that would do. And my mom would go, shut your mouth. And I'm like, all right. Like it would just stop. Then I'd sing it like lightly. You got in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad, knock it off.
Yeah, you just keep on like humming it. You're, make it even worse for yourself.
I'm not doing anything.
I'm not touching you.
I hated that.
I know.
I wanted to punch my sister right in the face. She's like, I'm not touching you. Look, I ain't touching you.
I know. It's like right there in your eyeball. It's like
she's
right
like,
next to it.
Just like this. Like barely.
That's worse.
Oh, man.
That's worse than somebody just poking at you.
I got you. Hear it. Ha, ha.
But like when the hand is like right here in front of your face or like right next to your ear.
You're like,
yeah.
I remember I was playing tag.
You can feel your face getting redder.
You're like, I remember I was playing tag with a bunch of friends when I was a kid. This I'll never forget. And I went to go tag one of my friends and he ducked, but my hand went lower.
Oh, no.
And I slapped him right in the face. That's all you heard. Oops. Was up. He was like, ah! I was like, you're it! He was like, mm. He started
crying. Backfired on him.
He started crying. I was like, big baby.
Oh, man.
What's he do? I was like, ah! Oh.
Got you right upside the head.
Oh, I started crying. My mom was like, what are you two doing? He slapped me. He slapped me first. I was like, we were playing tag, stupid. And I was like, get in the house. I'm like, fine.
When my brother and I were really little, we had this, we lived in a place that had like a little hallway.
Yep.
And he was real little. And of course, you know, want to be cool like the older brother, you know, and he wanted to impress me somehow. So I would be like, Kyle, and he loved to make people laugh.
Yeah.
Right? So I'd be like, Kyle, and we used to wear, obviously we used to wear those really long, big, long tube socks, but also like our, whoever my mom was seeing at the time, like her, whatever, her boyfriend or whatever.
Yeah.
He would always have these really long tube socks. Because he's tall and he's got huge feet.
Eyes.
Yeah. So if I put them on, they would go past my knee. So I would be like, Kyle, take this sock and tie it around your ankles and then try to run down the hallway. And he was like, okay. And so he tied it around his ankles and then you could hear.
Made it.
Boom.
I made it.
And we would just start laughing. I'd start cracking up. Of course, he didn't get hurt. Yeah. And if he did, he didn't like really get hurt.
Show it.
Like he didn't like, really I'm get hurt. He started laughing, and then he would get up and do it again and again and again, see if he could get further. Jesus. Like, how many steps could I take before I fall?
Before I die.
You know, like, and I'd be cracking up. I'd be rolling around on the floor just laughing, and he'd just keep going over and over and over and just make himself fall down. And you'd hear boom, 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 boom.
Dude, I remember when I was 8.
It was awesome.
And I fell down the stairs. And I stood up like it was nothing. I was like, I fell down the stairs. And my dad looks at me, he's like, you're bleeding. I was like, what? Like, he's like, you're bleeding. And this is where I got a scar up on my head somewhere. And I was like, I started like whining. No. Like, he's trying to stop me because I took it like a champ. I was like, and I stood up like, I fell down the stairs. Right?
Like, you should have got like a trophy for it.
Yeah. He was like, no. I was like, he's like, no.
And as soon as you're acknowledged, it's like waterworks.
Yeah, I was like, he's like, don't cry. Come here, I'm gonna show you something. I was like, what? And then he's like, this is when he started showing me baseball.
Yeah.
And I was like, what are they doing? Like, blood's going, running down my face. I didn't care. I was like, I was so fascinated. And
it's
then
so funny.
My mom's like, what happened to his head? And she's like, yeah, he fell on the stairs. And my dad was like, damn it.
He had it all under control.
Yeah, he had it completely under control. But he didn't give me nothing to wipe the blood off my forehead, so it didn't make it any better.
No.
It was just running.
But he had you under control,
yeah,
that's for sure.
As soon as my mom came home, I started whining.
Moms do that to us, you know, don't they?
She was like, you want some milk and cookies? I'm like, yes. My dad's like, so he gave me milk and cookies. I'm eating it. My mom's wiping the blood off my face and everything. And she's like, are you okay, honey? I think you got to go to the hospital. You need to get stitches. And I'm like, no, I'm good. Raise my milk.
Yeah.
I was like, oh. And I was like, ew. I didn't even care. I just didn't even care.
You know, moms are the superheroes, man. Yep. Like, it doesn't matter how old you are. I don't care how old you are. If something happens to you and your mom calls you and she has the voice. You know what voice I'm talking about. If your mom calls you and has the voice, and you're just have it, just that's it.
Yep.
She's like, what's the matter?
Are you okay?
Yeah. And then you're like,
yeah.
And then you just let it all. Yeah. Yeah. You just let it all out. I don't care if you're a grown man, a grown woman. Yep. I don't care. Your mom calls you and she realizes you're having a bad day and she says, what's the matter?
I wish my mom did that when I was older.
Yeah.
Now she's like, what do you want? I'm like, I was just calling to say hi. Whatever. Like,
yeah, right?
Wow. Love you too. Yep. Gotta go. Okay.
Usually my mom calls and it's like, she'll start talking. If she can sense in my voice that it's something's up, she'll ask me what's wrong.
She's done
and
that.
And moms just do that.
Yeah, my mom does. My mom did that. She was always like, I'm like, no, I'm good, mom. She's like, what's wrong? I'm laughing. No, something's wrong. I know something's wrong.
And then they'll keep at it until you tell them.
It's like a Harley. Nag, 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 nag. Nag. And it's like, bum, 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 bum. Nag, 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 nag. It drives me nuts. And I'm like, all right, this is what happens. She's like, oh, you'll grow up.
You'll get over it.
Yeah, get over it.
You'll be.
Thanks for the help and the support. Appreciate it. Such a baby.
I know.
I got to go, Mom. Yep, love you. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for that motherly insight.
You're so sweet. I appreciate it. See if I come over and change your diaper.
See if I come over and feed you applesauce.
Yeah. Nummy.
or
gummy.
or what's the stuff? Tapioca pudding.
Oh, she hated that. She wanted butterscotch.
Oh,
I remember one time she called me. She's
rice
like,
rice pudding.
Well, actually, no. The good rice pudding is the Spanish one. That is phenomenal.
I bet it is.
Oh, my God. It's so good. We sell it. And I was like, yes. I was like, I don't know. Ew,
and you tried it?
And I was like, oh, I got to buy them. I bought all four of them. I was like,
There is no more.
I was like, there's nothing. Like, a couple Spanish people came in the store and they're like, do you have rice pudding? I was like, I ate it all. And they're like, ha, 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 laughing at me. I'm like, I'm not joking.
I swear. I ate them all.
I was like, I ate it all.
I bought them all.
And they're like,
and ate
them. No, when you get more in, I was like, you ain't going to get any because if it comes in, I'm getting it. So you're beat.
I'm going to buy it all up every single time.
You're not getting any. I'm like, you give me $5, man, I'll get you some.
You got the money, I got the stuff.
It's like a deal. Like, what are you doing in dollar? What are you doing in the store, Dollar Sergeant?
Yeah, it was a conflict of interest.
Yeah, I don't work for Family Buck.
Yeah, nope. Family Buck.
What do we call the other one? One with
the
dollar.
Dollar Pine. Dollar Maple. Dollar Redwood.
There you go, Dollar Redwood.
I'm going to go through all the names of them.
Yeah. I used to work at every dollar store in town. I worked at Dollar Redwood, Family Buck, and Dollar Sergeant. Dollar Redwood.
Now,
Dollar Pine Cone.
Dollar Pine Cone. Now, I used to, when the mall was open, they had the dollar store in the mall. Everything actually was a dollar there.
Yeah.
I used to go in there and just to be a jerk, I would go in and I would just pick stuff up and be like, hey, how much is this?
How much is this?
I'd go pick stuff
it's
up.
It's a dollar.
How much is this?
$1. You know how much is dollar.
Yep. They get mad. Wow. They get mad.
I did it a couple times where I was like, it was like this like squishy thing. It had water in it.
Yep.
And I was like, how much is this? And he's like, and he stared at me. I was like, okay, it's a dollar. God, I'm sorry.
Yeah, because you just wanted to see if you could prove him wrong, yeah. If anything wasn't a dollar. Like,
so I paid for something and it was like $1.15. I was like, I thought you said it was a dollar. He was like,
tax.
You got tax. I was like, but there's no tax on food, bro. And he's like, He's like, no tax. I was like, yeah, you're right, no tax. And give me my 15 cents back. He's like, we're get out the beef. Store. I was like, all right. And I left. I just said, well, it's only 15 cents. I ate it. I didn't care.
Yeah.
But it was no good anyway. So the
of course,
chocolate was.
The stuff they had on their shelves was like 3 years old.
40.
It was like.
Dust chocolate.
You went in there in like 1996 to buy something, 1997 to buy something, and it was like made in 1983.
Yeah, you went back
You're
into
like,
the
what?
Future. I went back into the future.
Dust all over it.
Yeah, it's like chewing on your
heart as a rock.
It's like dusty chocolate.
Yeah,
it's like
it was always the candy too. Yeah, it was always bad. The candy that was like years old, and you're looking at it, and you're like, is this even legal? Like, but as a kid in the mall, you don't care.
Still good, you like? No,
still
no,
fine. It's just
no,
sugar.
It's not.
Twinkies last forever. They can last up to 30 years.
Eating it, and there's worms coming out of it. Like, these are good. Mealworms are phenomenal. It's not a mealworm.
You have a little protein.
Yeah, very good for you.
That's
no,
all.
No, it's not.
Mealworms.
Isn't this dangerous? No,
you can be really
eat all
sick.
The time. No, you don't. You're a liar. Where's your Twinkies?
Yeah, how come you're not eating this stuff?
Yeah, eat your Twinkies.
Eat your bologna.
Eat your bologna now.
That's so funny.
Give you ham mustard. You like. Very good. We're not making fun of anyone. It's something we do. Relax. Anyways.
No, but also the guy that worked there.
He was super nice, though.
He was of that origin.
Yeah, but we're doing.
And he would get so mad if you asked how much stuff was.
Yeah. Is this like, really $4?
Just have fun with it.
Yeah, just stop and just giggle.
Just have fun with it.
Just giggle.
If it were me, I would be back there having fun. That's like, $50.
Yeah, that's what I do. I'm like, 30, because you're annoying me.
Is this really a dollar? No, it's
$3. What's the price on it, moron?
I know, there's a tag right there. Just take a look.
Focus.
How much is this?
How much is your life? What do you mean?
A dollar. Mine's a dollar.
All of a sudden you hear, it's a dollar, right? Yep. It's not even real.
He pulls out a big squirt gun.
Yeah.
It's like a Nerf squirt gun.
That's what I want to do to people in my store. I just want to squirt people in the face.
Hi.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on? What the heck? I'm like, I don't know.
Put hot sauce in there like an Airheads.
Yeah. Oh, man, our time is up.
That is.
Fair. Oh, well.
Sad but true.
So we'll be back next week, next Wednesday on WTBR 89.7 and WSBR 88.1 Lee. So we'll see you guys at 3:30 next week on Wednesday. You guys have a good one. Have fun. Enjoy the rest of your day.
See you later.